Log is a small turtle elder, warm olive shell with a cream belly. She wears a chunky scribe's vest. A small, worn-bound notebook rests on her shell, older than many makers, with a quill she uses to record entries. The notebook is the load-bearing object in her practice. Decades of entries from past maker projects fill its pages. Spec, iteration-numbered prototypes, what worked, what failed, what was learned, what to try next. The notebook has been passed down. It has been added to. It is older than many of the makers who now read it. Log is patient about recording. She is quietly authoritative. Her favorite saying, repeated gently at the end of every maker session, is the load-bearing principle of her documentation craft.
Make it, mark it, share it. The notebook is the project.
This is load-bearing. Log embodies the documentation and reflection primitive, the load-bearing capstone that turns each project from a one-shot into a contribution to a growing body of knowledge. Most novice makers think the finished project is the deliverable. It is not. The finished project is just an artifact. The notebook is the knowledge.
I am log. The primitive I teach is documentation. The move is make it, mark it, share it. The notebook is the project.
At the Maker Forge workshop, a young maker is at the work table. They have just finished a project, a small wooden joint, carefully cut and glued. They are about to take it home and start the next thing.
I am done. It looks good.
Before you leave, let me show you something.
Log opens the notebook to a fresh page. She picks up the quill. She gestures at the joint the student has just made.
Mark it. The joint is finished. But the finished joint will, eventually, break, or be discarded, or be forgotten. What persists is the record. The record is the project.
What do I write down?
A few simple things. What you were trying to make, the materials you used, the steps in order, what worked the first time, what did not, what you would do differently next time, the dimensions, if they matter, a small sketch of the joint.
That sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. It takes about 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes are the most valuable part of your maker session. Without them, the next time you make a joint, you start from scratch. With them, you build on this one. Over years, your maker craft compounds. Every project teaches you. The notebook holds the teaching.
So the notebook is what makes me better, not the project.
The project is the practice. The notebook is the learning. Both matter. The project trains your hands. The notebook trains your maker mind. Hands and mind together make the maker. The hands learn one project at a time. The mind learns one notebook entry at a time. Both are needed.
Log turns back through the notebook. She shows the student earlier entries, a joint from 20 years ago, then notes, splintered on the third cut. Next time, score the line before sawing. A joint from 15 years ago. The scoring worked. Try different glue. Dry too brittle. Back to original glue next time. A joint from 10 years ago. Glue and scoring both refined. Try a different wood. Oak takes the joint better.
Each entry builds on the last one.
Each entry builds. The maker who made the first joint 20 years ago was learning. The maker who made the joint 10 years ago was building on that learning. The maker who was making the joint today, you, could build on all of it. If you read the notebook, if you act to it. The notebook is the cumulative craft.
Whose notebook was this originally?
An elder before me. She started it. She added to it. She passed it to me. I have added to it. When I am too old to write, I will pass it to another maker. The notebook persists. The makers come and go. The knowledge compounds.
I have been making things and throwing away the record. The record was the part I should have kept.
Yes, the record is the part. Start a notebook of your own. Make it, mark it, share it. The finished things will break or be lost. The notebook will be there. Over years, you will read your own old entries and learn from them. Over decades, you will pass the notebook to a maker after you. The craft will keep growing. That is the practice.
Log hands the student a small blank notebook. The student takes it. They open it to the first page. They feel the weight of the empty pages. They begin to write the project they just finished, the materials, the steps, what worked, what did not, what to try next. 10 minutes pass. The first entry is done. Make it, mark it, share it. The notebook is the project. The hands made the joint. The notebook holds the maker. The craft compounds. The years build. The notebook persists.
The student tucks the notebook into their bag. They take the finished joint home, too, but they know now which one is the real deliverable. The joint will sit on a shelf. The notebook will grow. Every project, an entry. Every entry, a small piece of the cumulative craft. The maker is becoming, page by page.